Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, November 3rd, 2014. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, our theme for the month of November is, guess what? Personal power. And today, we're going to show you just how you might be giving up your power without even knowing it. And so a very important question that each of you must answer for yourself is, who has your power? You see, many women wonder why they can't seem to accomplish their dreams and goals, or why they seem to revisit the same spot each and every time instead of moving forward. You know, they've read books, talked with others, tried hard to take action, and yet something is awry. Something is missing. Well, ladies, I'm here to share with you all today that perhaps most of us in some way or another have given up our personal power, and it's time to get it back. So I'm going to be sharing with you seven ways to do just that. So many of you might have your breakthrough today, so make sure you all have your pen and notepads in hand, ready to receive this powerful, powerful information. You know, I'm looking out at a beautiful, crisp day here in the Atlanta, Georgia area, and perhaps where you are, it's a little nippy and cold as well. You know, it seems like winter is just pushing its way through. This past weekend, for those of you who are in the U.S., I was looking at the news and I saw snow, and not just a little bit of snow, but snow in many of the mountainous areas of the states. Also, you know, in places like Chicago, it was extremely cold, and you know, a lot of high waves coming up on the expressway. So again, you know, this winter weather is meeting us all very, very early, and we must be prepared for it. Well, guess what? In business, we all have to be prepared for the changes that come up in our businesses as well. And as we move into the winter season, as we move into the holiday season, it's really time for us to start thinking about what are some of the creative ways that I can introduce my products and services to those that might want to purchase gift certificates, that might want unique, you know, gifts for their family, for their friends, for their business clients. And so it's time for you to put your thinking cap on so that you can start looking at how you might be able to take advantage of the holiday season. Look, I know the retailers are already taking advantage of it. I mean, they are coming out hard and strong in the stores. I'm seeing a lot of the stores now with holiday gift items. I'm seeing them with the trees. The lights are up. The malls are all putting up their lights and everything now. They're not really waiting for like that week before Thanksgiving. They're doing everything now. And we have to follow suit. We have to take a look at the fact that many of these large retail conglomerates have millions of dollars that they have invested into marketing experts who are showing them how to go ahead and get that advanced jump start on the retail and service industry now. And so we can really take advantage of their investment by looking at the moves and the different things that they are making. So ladies, now is the time. So I wanted to give you just a few short tips on, you know, getting yourself ready for the holiday season. And I've given some of these tips before, but I think it's important for you to realize that no matter what business you're in, everybody in some shape or form can take advantage of the holiday season. So if you're in the service business, I think it's really important for you to take a look at all of the things that you offer and choose at least one to three different services that you could use to maybe change the names of those services for the holiday season and provide some type of deeper discount than you normally do. Also, it's a good idea in a service-oriented business to start really looking at how you can bring in those e-newsletters and getting weekly coupons and different things out. You also may want to give some complimentary short services so that you can introduce them to larger things and close the sale on larger services. So, again, that's just some tips for those of you who are in the service industry. For those of you who are in the product industry, of course, almost every product can somehow fit, and some products fit better than others, your jewelry, your candles, your bath and body, that kind of thing. However, I think that you can get creative and learn how to package your products into some type of holiday package where you can maybe have a sale going on or what have you. Now, for those of you who are in the direct sales industry, and you're like, well, my company's already kind of set the retail fee on this, but guess what? As a direct salesperson, you automatically have a cost between your wholesale purchase and your direct sales purchase, right? So you can decide on how much of a discount between that wholesale cost and that retail cost that you really want to give to your clients or to those in the general public. You have to make that decision. But the thing about it is don't be selfish about it. You know, if you make a 30% commission, make a decision to give 15% of that up in a sale on products. If you have current clients, you know, make a decision to give 20% of that up. Now, you might be saying to yourself, well, I'm not going to make that much commission. Well, guess what? There are so many ways to utilize the holiday season, and if you want to have customers for the long haul, you've got to get creative in how you can give deep discounts for the holiday season. Look, the retailers are competing, and they have the money to compete, and they're giving anywhere between 20 and 40% off, and on Black Friday, many people are going to be experiencing 50% off. So it's important for you to understand that while you're not directly trying to compete with the retailers, you need to be giving your customers, your contacts, your connections, your prospects, you need to be giving them some discounts. You need to be showing them that, hey, I know this is the holiday season. I know that you are expecting to receive some type of discount from the various retailers. We're going to surprise you, and we're going to show you how we are also playing in the game with giving out great discounts, coupons, services, products that you need. And so think about that. And I want you all to step outside of that box, take that fear mask off, and come up with some unique and fantastic ideas that you can use to market your business during the holiday season. It's never too late. Now is the time. But I'm going to be honest with you. You've got to do it now. You've got to jump on the bandwagon now. You can't wait to next week, ladies. It has to happen. So I'm challenging all of you to take at least 3 to 6 hours of time, divide it up amongst 2 or 3 days. But this week, you've got to come up with your holiday strategy. So I'm encouraging you to do that this week. Don't procrastinate, because it requires you. Success during the holiday season requires you to have aggression, momentum, and do it now attitude. So I need for you all to be listening to this, and not only listening, but I need for you all to be taking action on what I am advising you to do, because I can tell you right now, for those of you that absolutely get extremely creative, you're going to see some results. However, you're not going to see results if you're feeling like, well, I'm sending out all of these e-newsletters and I've got this sale going on, now I'm just going to sit back and wait. No, it's going to require you to call some people. It's going to require you to get your contact list out and start letting people know, hey, I've got a great sale coming up on this. And I really think, again, for those of you who are in the service industry, you know, if you provide a service, look at how you might be able to do something of a sample service for those individuals, you know, and schedule service appointments so you can get going on upselling individuals to the full service package at the holiday discount. So again, I want to encourage you. You heard it here first. It was Successful Woman Radio and Coach Trina. So I don't want anybody looking sad, like I should have taken advantage of what Coach Trina said. I should have developed my holiday strategy. Look, it's no time for procrastination. It's no time for the woe is me attitude. It's time for us to get our behinds in gear this week. And if you haven't did so already, start working on your holiday strategy. You heard it here with Coach Trina. It is 10 minutes after the hour, and for those of you who have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. It's November 3rd. Can you believe it? It is. We have about 3.5 weeks before Thanksgiving. I mean, wow. How incredible is that, that we are already in the November time frame? Well, there's a lot going on at Women About Biz and a lot of things that we are actually going to be doing. And so you're going to hear about all of the things going on with us. I'm also going to be sharing again information about the Next Level Conference happening here in Atlanta. I'll be speaking and I'm going to share with you my topic and what I'm going to be speaking on. Hopefully a lot of you will come out and introduce yourselves. Let me know that you listen to the show. And for those of you who are thinking about participating in the holiday extravaganza, there's still opportunity, plenty of time for you to participate. I'm excited about this. Our goal is 200 to 300 women to attend this event, and I'm going to be sharing with you a little bit later on in the show how you can participate and what some of the things that are going to be happening at that show. Also on the show today, I've got for you our favorite four questions to give you some clarity. Also, I wasn't able to do the book excerpt from our book, Your Roadmap for Success. So again, I'm going to be doing that book excerpt today. We'll be discussing Chapter 4, How Do I Get There From Here? Again, how do I get there from here? And also, guess what? You guys are going to really like this. I've got another e-prize for you today. Absolutely got another e-prize for you today. And I am going to be giving away a wonderful, wonderful e-book that I absolutely love, Attract Money Now by Dr. Joe Vitale. Again, Attract Money Now by Dr. Joe Vitale. And one of the things that I really love about this book is that he keeps it clear and real in this particular PDF report. Now, this is a free report that he gives out, and of course, many of you don't follow him or know how to tap into some of the wonderful free resources that he gives. And so I know how to do that. And so, again, I'm able to pass on a free copy of this incredible report, Attract Money Now. And I just want to read you just a short excerpt about what this book is about. Need money, he says. Attract Money Now is the perfect blueprint for breaking free from debt, lack, struggle, and fear. This is the exact same blueprint that Dr. Joe Vitale used to go from a homeless nobody to a multimillionaire celebrity. It is a spiritual and practical system that will work for you. So if you win this book today, here's what you can learn. The proven 7-step formula to attract money fast that will work for you, how to conquer key hidden beliefs that are pushing money away from you, how to use the proven tapping technique to get cash flowing fast, one of the best-kept secrets of the wealthy for attracting money, how the rich think differently than you regarding money, also a brand new secret for spending in a way that leads to attracting money, and the two amazing little-known levels of asking for money that always work. He also talks about how to set up multiple streams of income based on doing what you love, the one thing to do that will always lead to more money, and 29 other ways to attract money now. I know all of you are going to want this, so I'll be offering this e-prize shortly. So stay tuned. It's an awesome, awesome book. I've read it once, and I have it on my list of things to read before the year is over. So perhaps for those of you who get the book today, you will want to join me in a conversation about what you learned from this book. So, again, we're going to be giving away that e-prize in just a little bit. And, again, you know, our theme all this month of November is personal power. And I'm excited about this theme because I do believe that many of us as women, we give up our power every day without even knowing it. And a lot of the times, we haven't had our aha moment, our breakthrough moment of really seeing the level of success that we want. A lot of the times it's because even though we try hard, if we've already given our power up, we don't have it to utilize for ourselves. So I'm going to be sharing with you 7 ways to get your power back, okay? And for those of you who are saying, how is it that I've given up my power? I haven't given up my power to anyone. Well, think again. I'm going to be sharing some examples of how you might have done that. And you, again, may have an aha moment or a breakthrough that you never have even thought about in the light that I discussed today. So, again, make sure you have your pen and your notepads ready. Also, I will be doing the hot topic as we discuss personal power. I'll be, again, giving you that theme and asking you that question, who has your power? And this is just going to be a wonderful show today, an information-packed show. So, you know, again, stay tuned. And what I want to do is I want to encourage all of you that, you know, if you can, go ahead and flash over on another line and call just one person. That's all I'm asking. Call one person and let them know that Successful Woman Radio is on the show, live on the air, and that we are going to be discussing personal power, that they really need to hear it today. For those of you with pen in hand, the show phone number is 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. Now, for those of you that are listening from your desktop or your smart devices, definitely please go to your favorite social network and just say, hey, I'm listening to Successful Woman Radio. You can put the phone number at 347-637-2589, and or you can just leave the link for them to click on and hear right from their devices, and it's blogtalkradio.com. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio, spelled all the way out. One more time, www.blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio, spelled all the way out. So for those of you who have dialed in today, you may not have known it, but from your smartphone, from your laptop or from your notepad or iPad, you can listen to the show directly from online. Again, go into blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. 12:17 after the hour, and we're moving right into 4 questions to help give you some clarity. Before I start, you know, last week I talked on the subject of being committed to your calendar. I hope you listened to that show. I gave some wonderful tips on how important your time management calendar is and the importance of commitment. I talked about, you know, as you begin to plan out your time, how you should space your calendar out with what I call spacers. So hopefully you listened to that show. If you didn't, you can listen to the rebroadcast of that show in a couple of ways. You can go to Blog Talk Radio and look up Successful Woman Radio and do it that way. You also, from your smart device again, can download the app Stitcher, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R, again, Stitcher, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. Download that app. Once the app is downloaded, double-click on it, okay? Once it comes up, in the top of the app screen, you're going to see like the search bar or the search tool, which looks like a little magnifying glass. Click on that and put in Successful Space Woman Space Radio. So Successful Woman Radio with spaces in between. It's going to pull up the show, and in the right-hand corner, you're going to see a plus sign. Click on that plus sign, and that will mark the show as a favorite. And that way, you will be able, you can be driving and have one ear plug in your ear listening to the show. You can be at your job listening to the show from your favorite notepad or device if it doesn't interrupt it, your workflow. And, you know, you can just have it there for whenever you want to listen to all of the shows. The nice thing about it is that it will pull up all of the shows that we have broadcasted over to Stitcher. So this is a great way for you to catch up and listen to the show as well. And, of course, for those of you who have never visited the Successful Woman website, please make sure you visit us at SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. Again, that's SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. Now, moving on into the 4 questions to help give you some clarity. Here we go. Question number 1, are the activities on your calendar, or I should say, if you're asking yourself, are all of the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish for the week? Again, are the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish for the week? And this question is all about, are you really properly managing the appointments and all the to-do items that you have plotted on your time management system? Because if you have not, then what's going to happen is that you'll get, each week you'll get to Friday, and then you'll have like this big question mark, like, okay, I know I was busy, and I know I talked to a lot of people, but where is the money to justify all of the busyness that I had? And I think that's something as businesswomen that we really need to stay on top of, because it's so easy for us as women, it's part of our nature, it's so easy for us to get caught up in a lot of busyness and doing a lot of different things and then look up and it's like, oops, I don't think I did anything to close sales this week. I don't think I did anything for business. So, again, I really want all of you to pay close attention to your calendar. And listen to last week's show, because I gave you some good tips on, you know, how to manage your calendar, how to place spacers in your calendar, how to have a better commitment to your time management system. Here's question number two. What clients or prospects do I need to follow up with? Again, what clients or prospects do I need to follow up with? Now, you know, I have always recommended that you talk with at least 2 to 3 new people that you don't know so that you can have a constant stream of new connections that could possibly be turned into prospects, right? So follow up is no, it's impossible as a businesswoman not to have anything to follow up on. So you need to look at who you've talked to, who you perhaps promised business information to, who you promised to schedule a presentation with. You need to be looking at that and looking at your follow-up system. You do have a follow-up system, ladies, right? If you don't, now is the time to look at getting that follow-up system. Also, what are my sales goals for this week? That's question number 3. What are my sales goals for this week? You know, one of the things that I think that business women get confused on sometimes is that marketing and sales are one and the same, but it's not. It's two separate methods. It's two separate techniques. To, you know, one attracts people, attracts your particular prospect so that you could do number 2, close the sale. So marketing and sales are totally different, and you really should have a marketing strategy and then you should have a sales strategy. In other words, once someone calls you, once someone emails you, once someone connects with you about your product or service, then the sales strategy has to take over, and you need to know how do you get them from being just interested in inquiring all the way to closing the sale. So that's where you could develop a sales strategy and you continue to fine-tune it until your sales closure ratio is somewhere up in that 80 to 90 percentile. Now, what does that mean? That means that, for example, for every 10 people that you talk to, you're able to close, let's say, 8 people, which is an 80% sales closure ratio. If you can close 9, that's a 90%. 7, that's a 70% sales closure ratio. And so I am very adamant about the fact that I believe that you should be able to have and work your way up to an 80% sales closure ratio when you are personally the one handling the sales closing. I think that's very important. It's not going to happen overnight if you haven't had a sales strategy, if you haven't been working with one and practicing, because it requires you to start implementing your sales strategy. It requires you to fine-tune it and learn as you go. And then as you begin to notice the things that you say and the buzzwords that you begin to use, at that point, then you are indeed able to learn how to close the sales a lot faster. And so, again, I think this is something that every businesswoman should do. And it's my desire that at Women About Biz, we come up with a really good sales closure workshop that we will be able to do as an audio course so that people will be able to listen to it over and over again until they understand that importance for being a good saleswoman. Now, I know a lot of you are saying, well, you know, I'm not a salesperson, but want to sell. Well, I'm here to let you know that if you are in business, whether you like it or not, you are responsible for selling. You're responsible for closing the sale. And, you know, it's just amazing to me. And we're going to talk about this a little bit later in Who Has Your Power. It's amazing to me that as women, oftentimes we are quick to say what we don't want to do, but we're actually doing it already, helping someone else. And I'm going to be talking about that. So stay tuned. Make sure, please, that you have your pen and notepad in hand. Here's question number three and the four questions to give you clarity for your business. What are my sales goals for this week? Well, ladies, have you even thought about that? And this question really is actually a subpart to a much larger thing, and that is that really on an annual basis, you should be looking at how much money you want to bring in. I'll tell anyone that one of the most important things to me is the cash flow, because when I have created my cash flow and asked myself the question, what do I want my sales goals to be for the year, I really, you know, I'm excited. And you should get excited too, because the sky is the limit. Whatever you want to put there, you can. But what you do need to know as you create a cash flow, as you look at your annual sales goal, is that you must be realistic. And if you haven't been used to declaring a sales goal and then creating some implementation strategies to make it happen, then, you know, you want to start off modestly. You don't want to say, I want $1 million and then not have had experience in creating a high five-figure income like $75,000 or $90,000 or a six-figure income like $150,000 or $250,000. So you want to start first with setting an annual sales goal that's realistic that you haven't had before, and then working your way up. I'll say it and say it again. You know, hey, it's a lot of people out there get it really excited about saying, I want $1 million. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that in general. However, I think that we set ourselves up to say, hey, I want $1 million in sales, when we really have not set up a system to handle that. And are we really ready to handle $1 million in sales? I would say that most of us are not. You know, we need to get ready to handle $75,000 in sales. We need to be prepared to handle $150,000 in sales, so that as we prepare to handle those denomination amounts and our goals, then we can gradually grow into, hey, I'm ready to set that $1 million sales figure. So, again, I want to encourage you, as you ask yourself, what are your sales goals for the week? Know that it really is supposed to be a question that's a part of your subsystem of your annual sales. But if you haven't did that, you know, just really be honest with yourself and look at, for the rest of this year, how much money would you like to bring in for the rest of this year, okay? And then from there, go ahead and set your goals, break it down into weeks, and that will give you your goals. I have always offered individuals to, you know, sit with you via a phone conference and help you come up with your cash flow, just to show you how to do it. And there's no time like now to go ahead and request a power talk with me, right? And in the subject of your power talk, just say that you want to discuss your sales goal strategy. And to do this, you can go to womenaboutbiz.com. And in the top right menu bar, click on coaching. And once you get to that channel, just look over in your right-hand column and click on schedule power talk, and you'll be able to do that. Also, here's the last question and four questions to give you some clarity. My favorite, how much is in my business checking? Now, there's a certain amount of cash that I would like to see personally in my personal business checking account, which will be derived from the things that I generate from this point all the way through the holiday season. And so when I looked at my business checking, I didn't see that amount. So that has encouraged me to work like I have never, ever worked before. Smarter, not harder, but to work like I've never worked before to generate some income that will allow me to take a portion of that as my personal income and have that cash amount in the business checking. Now, I pride myself in the fact that I know how to do that, and I'm always willing to show anybody and everybody who is ready to invest the time into yourself and with me how to do it as well. So, ladies, schedule that power talk. There is no time like now while you're listening to the show, if you're at your desktop or what have you. Just go on over to womenaboutbiz.com, click on coaching, and in the far right corner of that channel, just click on Schedule Power Talk and get it done. You know, keeping focused on your goals and knowing the results you want to see is what it's all about on the journey of business. Coming up, I'm going to be reading the excerpt from Your Roadmap for Success. This is a deep book. This book, each chapter is very intense, very in-depth, and so I'm not able to read, you know, like the whole chapter excerpt. What I do is I try to choose various parts of the chapter to read to you, things that I think will give you, or make you go, aha, okay? So, again, that is the case with the book that we'll be reading from all of this month, Your Roadmap for Success by John C. Maxwell. And again, I'm going to save a little bit of time out because I want to give some e-prizes out on the book, ebook, Attract Money Now by Dr. Joe Vitale. And of course, if you didn't know it, Joe Vitale was one of the participants in the popular book, The Secret, and the film, The Secret. And, you know, again, he is just such a wonderful writer. He writes in a way that's very simplistic, but when you're reading, you don't want to stop because the information is so good. So this PDF book, Attract Money Now, you are really going to like that. And again, it's on my list of things to read again before the year is over. And I know all of you who win this prize, you are really, really are in for a wonderful treat. So stay tuned. I'm going to tell you how you can do that right after I read to you this book excerpt from Your Roadmap for Success. And I'm reading from chapter 4, which starts on page 71. How do I get there from here? He says, when was the last time you went for a Sunday drive? That's not a very popular activity these days, but it sure was when I was growing up. And it was the favorite activity of the Rainies, some wonderful neighbors we had as a kid. Mr. Rainey would say, come on, everybody, let's pack up the car and go for a ride, as he rounded up the family and occasionally a neighbor kid like me who was playing over at their house. And off we would go. We lived in Circleville, Ohio, and our Sunday drives would take us to exotic places such as Lancaster or even Columbus, Ohio. It seemed like a great adventure. Mr. Rainey would drive the dirt roads and highways that wound through the farms and fields of central Ohio. We never knew for sure what we might see. He says those Sunday drives were fun, and if we were lucky, as we would come across a little country store on the highway, Mr. Rainey would stop the car and we would all pile out so that he and Mrs. Rainey could buy each of us a Coke or an ice cream. It was a wonderful way to spend the afternoon. But to tell you the truth, over the years, I've met a lot of people who treat life a lot like a Sunday drive. They seem to be saying, let's go and we'll see what we end up with. They're willing to let life take them anywhere it wants to. He says, I'm no scientist, but I've noticed that gravity tends to pull everything downward. And without some planning and direction, a person's life can do the same thing. I love a good adventure as much as anyone, but I'm not willing to risk squandering my potential or not fulfilling my purpose by sitting back passively and letting things happen any old way. He says, life is not a dress rehearsal. We get one chance, and if we don't make the most of it, we can do nothing to get our time back and try again. That's one of the reasons why my wife Margaret and I are planners. We believe in preparation for many things in life, including taking a trip. We map out our whole itinerary because we already know about the places we want to go, the stores where we want to shop, and even some of the places we want to eat. The author goes on to say that if you look at how people approach the planning process for the journey of life, I think you'll see that they fall into one of these categories: Vince the victim, foot-dragging Freddie, Debbie the dreamer, motivated Michael. So let's go ahead and now go over what he gives us as, you know, categories that people fall in as they approach planning the journey of life. Vince, the victim, Vince, is very quick to tell you that it's not his fault that he isn't getting anywhere in life. He doesn't make any plans because he's busy focusing his time and energy on things outside of his control, often from his past. He frequently blames others for his lack of progress and seems to be more concerned with finding excuses for failing than with seizing opportunities to grow. In his opinion, everyone and everything other than himself has made him who he is today. Let's take a look at foot-dragging Freddie. He says, Freddie isn't worried too much about the past and doesn't want to think about the future. He is focused on the present. In fact, he loves the present so much that he is willing to do almost anything to maintain the status quo. He hates changing and avoids at all costs. If he is making any plans, they're to keep things the way they are. Well, what about Debbie, the dreamer? Well, Debbie loves to plan, he says, and she spends a lot of her time doing just that. The problem is that she never turns her plans into action. Sound familiar to anyone? He says she often has great ideas and says she wants to be successful, but she doesn't want to take any risks. She's not willing to pay the price required to move forward on the success journey. And lastly, in the category of people who plan their journeys is motivated Michael. He says, finally, there is Michael. He focuses the majority of time on the present, doing his best to maximize his potential. But one reason he is so effective today is that he spent a portion of his time yesterday planning. As a result, he is focused on his purpose. He is growing towards his potential, and he is sowing seeds that benefit others out of the positive overflow in his life. The author goes on to say that goals create a route for success. He says, what separates a motivated Michael from all the others? The answer is that he has goals. He has identified what he wants to accomplish to fulfill his purpose and maximize his potential. You see, on the success journey, the goals you set become your route. And as a side note, ladies, I would just like to say this is why I believe that goal setting and becoming a master of goal setting is the foundation for manifesting all of your dreams and goals throughout your journey of life. Back to the author. The author says, and to make progress, you need that. You need goals, not because you're hoping or expecting to reach some final destination, but because it shows you how to take the journey. On the success journey, he says, the first part of the trip is just as important as the last part. The main thing is to be constantly moving toward your destination, and setting goals is the best way to make sure that that happens. And I think that's so very, very important. He says, think about what is involved in taking a long trip by car. Let's say, for example, you decided to go to Chicago from Dallas. If you never taken the trip before, you wouldn't hop in the car and say, I know Chicago is north of Dallas, so I'll take the first road I can find that goes north and just start driving. No, you wouldn't say that. That wouldn't make any sense at all. No, first you look at a map, consider the routes you could take, and decide on the best one based on what kind of roads you wanted to travel and what you'd like to see along the way. Maybe your best plan of travel from Dallas would be to start by heading east on Interstate 30 or taking some other route. He says the point is that the journey doesn't take care of itself. You have to plan it. If you just start driving, there is no telling where you'll end up. But when you plan ahead and know where you're going, you can successfully make the journey, and you can do it in good time and enjoy the trip along the way. Taking the success journey requires the same attention to detail that a trip to Chicago would. It needs to be broken down into smaller segments to be more manageable. He says goals are like points on a travel trip tick. Each one leads to the next and takes you further in the right direction. Together, they set you on a course that leads you toward your destination. And how important is that? Again, this was an excerpt from Chapter 4 in the book, Your Roadmap for Success by John C. Maxwell. And I read to you how to get there from here. It's 12:38 after the hour, and you are listening to the Success Woman Radio Show. Still not too late to flash over on the line or to pop out on your social network that Successful Woman is live on the air. You can put in the phone number for them to dial directly into 347-637-2589. Or hey, if you're listening from your smart device, go to your favorite social network and say, hey, join me live right now on Successful Woman Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Go ahead and just give out some of those e-prizes. I want to do that because I just really know that many of you are going to love the book, Attract Money Now, by Dr. Joe Vitale. So if you're interested in having your copy of that book, and hey, we're going to be giving away some great e-prizes all the way throughout the holiday season, and they're going to get bigger and better. Go ahead and press star 1 on your phone keypad, star 1 on your keypad, and you will be able to take advantage of that. If you are listening from your smart device, I want to have a way for you to get it as well. So the first 4 people who are listening from their smart device that email me personally at tnewby, that's T-N-E-W-B-Y at womenaboutbiz.com, tnewby at womenaboutbiz.com, the first 5 people that email me in the subject line, Attract Money Now, I will send you your copy. So that'll give you that. Okay, let's see who we have. Okay, first, if the last 4 of your phone number is 8219, 8219, you are live on the air. Give me your name and the area you're calling from.
My name is Carolyn Wright, and I'm calling from Connecticut, Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you, Carolyn?
Hi.
Thank you so much for listening to Successful Woman Radio. Is this your first time listening to the show?
My second time, and I am loving it.
Oh, wonderful. I am so glad. Well, congratulations to you. You've just won your personal copy of Attract Money Now by Dr. Joe Vitale. I think you're going to really love it. And we'll be connecting with you after the show. We have your number captured. We'll be connecting with you to get your email address, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You are wonderful. Also, next, we have the person whose last 4 is 9900, 9900. If that's the last 4 of your number, you're live on the air. Give us your name and the area you're calling from.
Hi, Trina. This is Tia calling from New York City.
Hey, Tia. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm not on my regular line, but I can give you that number if you want to call me back.
Okay.
But thank you
so
much.
Well, I think I have it on file. You've just won your copy of Attract Money Now.
Yay.
Thank you so much for listening to the show.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Wonderful. Okay, next we have the individual whose phone number ends in 2318. Again, 2318. You are live on the show. Give us your name and the area you're calling from.
This is Lenora Allen. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, Lenora, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Congratulations. You just won your copy of Attract Money Now with Dr. Joe Vitale. Enjoy. You're going to really like this book.
Thank you so much. This is my second time on the air, and I've really been enjoying it and learning a lot. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Make sure that you share the show with others and mark your calendar for 12 noon every Monday.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, let's see who else we have. Okay, last caller whose phone number ends in 6155. Last caller whose phone number ends in 6155. You are live on the air. Go ahead with your name and where you're calling from.
Carolyn Madden from Decatur, Georgia.
Hi, Carolyn. Wonderful.
How are you
doing, Carolyn?
I'm great, thanks. Thank you.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, I've got your name listed down, and you are the winner of Attract Money Now. You'll be getting it in your email later today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, next caller. Last 4 of your phone number is 1270. 1270, you're live on the air. Give us your name and the city you're calling from.
Hi, Trina. This is Charlene Brunner, San Diego, California. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Charlene. Hey, you've won. You've won again. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I love it. Keep on doing what you're doing. I just look forward to the calls every Monday. You make my Monday a great Monday. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Hey, did you receive your last e-prize, the Power of Follow-Up? Have you started reading it?
Yes, I sure have. Wow, it's an eye-opener. There's things that I thought I knew, I had no idea about, so I so appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, wonderful. Well, again, you've just won a copy of Attract Money Now by Dr. Joe Vitale, and you'll be getting that via email. Talk to you soon.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, next we have caller. Last four of your phone number is 3354. 3354. You are live on the air. Give us your name and the city that you are calling from. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Mila from Atlanta, Georgia.
Wonderful. Spell your first name. I didn't quite hear it clearly.
Mila, N-E-L-A.
Mila. Okay, wonderful. Mila from Atlanta. How are you enjoying the show today, Mila?
I'm enjoying it very much, and thank you for what you're doing. This is the second time that I'm listening in. Last week, it was really amazing. I just implemented what you told about how to book the calendar, and it really worked out amazing. Just keep doing what you're doing. We just love hearing to you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, Mila. Well, make sure that you share the show with your clients, your associates, your team, other women that you know need, you know, a blessing seed sown in their life, okay?
Sure.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm so excited that I'm able to give out these prizes. Still have enough time for you to press star one on your phone if you would like to win your copy of Attract Money Now. And again, for those of you who are listening from your smart devices, your phone, and you don't have time to click on that star one or don't have the ability to do that, then go ahead. The first five people that email me at tnewbie@womenaboutbiz.com. Again, that's tnewbie@womenaboutbiz.com. And in the subject line, put Attract Money Now. I will also send you a copy of this wonderful, wonderful book. Hey, this is a free copy that Dr. Joe Vitale puts out to his mastermind groups. I happen to have been a part of his mastermind group, but he doesn't mind us sharing. And, of course, you probably may not have found it otherwise. So this is definitely something that is valuable. And I'm just telling you, this book is going to touch you in so many ways. So, again, thank you so much to all of you who have won copies and you press that star one. Carolyn Wright, Tia, Lenora, Carolyn, Madden, Charlene, Mila, thank you so much. And for all of you who have emailed and requested a copy, see, it's all about taking action. And when you take action, when you do what you need to do to take advantage of an opportunity, then it is definitely going to happen for you. And that is why it's so important. So very, very important that when you hear on Successful Woman Radio, I give you that opportunity to introduce yourself or share an opportunity or share your business or win a prize, you know, take advantage of that because it's those of us, those women who are ready to step forward, step out of your regular box and grasp life, we're the ones that are experiencing the finer side of success. So I just want to share that with you. If you didn't press that star one, or if you didn't email me, or if you don't introduce your business or yourself and take advantage of all of these things that we give to you, okay? It is 12:47 after the hour, and coming up, I just want to share with you a few hot things that are going on at Women About Biz. You know, for the last few weeks, I've been letting everybody know about the Next Level Conference. I'm very, very excited to be one of the featured speakers there. It is happening in the Atlanta area this Saturday on the 8th of November, a very, very wonderful conference. And I just wanted to let everyone know that I will be speaking on the topic of, are you a laborer, manager, or entrepreneur visionary in your business? I will be delving into the three roles that must be played in your business. But not only that, I have a wonderful workbook that I'll be giving out to everybody that attends this special session at the conference. So I want to just give you the website so you can go and see for yourself how great this conference is. If you are in or around the Metro Atlanta area or any surrounding states that touch the Georgia area, I would say it's worth the drive. Go to conference, C-O-N-F-E-R-E-N-C-E, conference next level. Again, that's conference, nextlevel.com. And if you're interested in registering, make sure you put in the discount code WAB, which stands for Women About Biz. The discount code, again, is WAB for the Next Level Conference. And, of course, the website is backwards. It's conferencenextlevel.com, Conference Next Level. So you heard that right in case you're going, wait a minute, isn't the conference name Next Level Conference? Yes, but again, the website is conferencenextlevel.com. And again, I encourage you, if you're in the Metro Atlanta area, to join me that day for a wonderful, wonderful time. I always get a lot when I go to this conference. Also, coming up on Saturday, December 6th, that's Saturday, December 6th, and I always say, look, it is plenty of time that wherever you are, it is plenty of time for you to get a discount plane ticket to come to Metro Atlanta and be a part of what I would consider one of our best events of the year, and that is the Women's Holiday Extravaganza. This is a three-in-one event where we have our popular Wise Women's Luncheon, our mini seminars, all focused on business and developing your strategy and being successful both personally and business-wise for the new year. And then we have our popular Women's Holiday Expo where you can get your shopping on, you can have fun. And I just want to share with you some big prizes that we've got coming out for this event. We are giving away a laptop computer. We are giving away a notepad, okay, a notepad. And we are giving away a Kindle Fire. So, hey, hot dog, we're giving away some serious prizes. Plus, we'll be giving away bonus dollars for you to spend with the vendors. So we've got different types of vendors, jewelry vendors, Bed Bath & Beyond. We've got Bath & Body. We've got all kinds of vendors, health and fitness vendors. We've got fitness gurus who are going to be talking about how to lose weight, how to get better in fit and better shape. We've got so much going on. And if you haven't heard, the three women that are going to be on our Wise Women's panel are Dr. Jalonda Clark. She's a physician here in the Georgia area, very, very powerful woman. We've got Angel Nowlin, who owns insurance agencies in the metro area. And we have no other than Miss Chloe Taylor Brown, life coach extraordinaire, who was a fashion model in Paris and the United States on magazines. And, of course, she is now a very popular life coach. She is going to be a part of our Wise Women's panel. So very, very excited. But here's the most exciting part of all. The most exciting part of all is that I want you, if you can come to this event, I want you to stay overnight with us at the hotel, because that evening after 5 p.m. is when the real stuff happens, because we cry, we laugh, we share, and we talk about how we're going to implement our strategies, what we're going to do to push forward for an incredible six-figure income for 2015. And then we wake up the next day, have brunch before we leave. So this is going to be an incredible weekend, and I want you to share it with us at Women About Biz. So again, it's Saturday, December 6th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Doubletree Hotel, La Vista Road. And for those of you who are coming out of town, we do have a special hotel discount of $89. And so, again, I can get that information to you. So this is so important. Go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over events, and click on Holiday Extravaganza in the drop-down menu and learn more about how you can be a part of this fantastic event that is going on Saturday, December 6th. Now what I want to do is move right into, haven't we had an information-packed show? I mean, hey, I enjoy giving the information, and I'm learning from it just as much as you are. Now we come to our hot topic, who has your power? Again, who has your power? Check this out. As women, we all have the ability to help each other in ways that we are not realizing that we can. We shouldn't be just about sharing information on the latest sale or the next movie to see. We must start empowering one another to accomplish our dreams and goals. Check this out. Again, when a woman isn't able to get her business started, someone has her power. When a woman only talks about what she wants to do one day instead of doing it, someone has her power. When a woman finds herself years later talking about the same dreams and goals, someone has her power. When a woman wakes up each day and dreads getting out of bed to get her day started, someone has her power. When a woman is not able to quickly take action on her dreams and her goals, you got it, someone has her power. So you see, it's important to know whether or not you are in control, ladies, of your own power. Now, what power am I talking about? I'm talking about the supernatural power that we're all pre-installed with from the time of our existence. The power to take a mere thought and turn it into something we can hear, see, experience, or touch. The power to accomplish whatever we put our minds to do. The power to inspire and encourage others. The power to make money, share money, and spend money. The power to turn nothing into something. So who has your power? So this is when it gets real up close and personal, and I really want you ladies to ask yourself that question today. Who has my power? Because I'm definitely not seeing the results I want to see. Or who has my power in other areas of my life, in fitness, in weight gain, in managing my money? Who has my power? Listen, for every day that we say we can't do something or complain about not having enough resources to do it, we are giving up our power to the environment in which we live. We're saying, I give up. I might as well just work this job I really don't want and get used to going through life without doing the things that I really want to do. For every day we allow someone to tell us we can't do something or make a negative comment that causes us to delay our dreams and goals, you got it. We have given up our power to that person. We are saying, okay, you're right. I probably should not get involved with that opportunity, or I shouldn't have such big dreams. After all, who am I to even dream for more? But every day you dream about doing something more but hold yourself back with justified excuses, you've given up your power to the universe and you're just saying, I might have dreams and goals, but I prefer to just blow with the wind and let life, okay, let life take me wherever it wants. Ladies, we can't do that. And if you've been giving yourself justified excuses, and here's what I call justified excuses, if there's any such thing, it's when the excuses kind of sound like they're right or sound like, hey, I can buy into that. This sounds good. That's a justified excuse because it's an excuse because it's holding you back from that which you truly purpose or want in life. So that's why I call it a justified excuse, not justified in that it's justified in being right, but justified in the sense that, hey, it sounds right at the time, and so therefore you buy into it and accept that excuse and just don't take action on what it is that you want to do. So how do you get your power back? Well, I'm ready to give you 7 ways to get your butt in action, put some fire up under yourself, and start making it happen. Here's 1. You first start with recognizing that you are wonderfully made and that you are full of talent and potential. Again, you first start with recognizing that you are wonderfully made and that you are full of talent and potential. 2, you make a commitment to getting to the bottom of why you don't take action on your dreams and goals. Nobody can find that out but you. You're the only one that can really answer that question, and you need to deal with it, okay? So again, 2 is making a commitment to get into the bottom of why you don't take action on your dreams and your goals. And hey, you know, again, keep in mind of those justified excuses, okay? 3, get in your quiet space and make a list of habits that are working negatively in your life. And this really goes along with 2. You've got to start identifying the habits that are negatively impacting your life in order for you to make positive changes and adopt new positive habits, right? Here's 4. Make a list of habits you need to embrace to get those better results. You know, it's really interesting, but someone once said that all of the things, the fine things in life and all of the things that we need to be successful in life are actually free. Well, here's 7 things that I'm giving you that are free that can really help take you to that success level, okay? So I stopped with 3, getting your quiet space and make a list of the habits that are working negatively in your life. Here's 4. Make a list of habits you need to embrace to get better results. That's 4. So you're going to make a list of the Positive habits. Here's number 5. Choose your first positive habit to start working on and practice it consistently until it becomes a natural act to you. Here's number 6. Start eliminating negative relationships. Again, start eliminating negative relationships. We've got to do it because guess what? You reflect the people that are closest around you. So you've got to start dealing with all those negative people or those naysayers or those people who are impacting your life but really should not be. Last but not least, here's number 7. Start working with me. Start working with a life or business coach who can help to hold you accountable to your dreams and your goals. And as you know, I've always said, if you haven't scheduled a power talk, schedule the power talk. You know, you don't have to know exactly what we need to talk about. Just schedule the power talk, ladies. Go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on coaching in the top right menu bar, and in the right-hand column, click on schedule power talk. Has this been an information-packed show or what? Well, again, all this month, our theme is personal power, so make sure you share it with your friends. Get people on the call. Again, I challenge you to invite 2 women to the call. Tune in next Monday, ladies, on November 10th at 12 noon for more motivation and inspiration to succeed and thrive. This is your business host, Trina Newby, saying have an abundant week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.